Gultan, you're on with Lou and TC. Now, did I understand it right that this is music that you requested? Is that correct?
Yes. Lou and TC, I appreciate you guys having me on, and this is one of my favorite songs to get pumped up to.
So you're fired up. Is this a pregame song for you right now, getting ready?
This may be pregame, postgame, during the lift, after the lift, anything, really.
Well, you've got me. I got to be honest, you've got me real curious to see what that iPod looks like right now.
Oh, that iPod is very international and universal. It's got a little bit of everything, I'll tell you that.
Hey, let me ask you, because we talked to a lot of the players, you know, going through camp and contact and whatnot. What is camp like for you, for the punter? What is camp like for you?
You know, it's a little bit strenuous. I would compare myself to maybe like a pitcher. You know, you got to get your arm, your leg in shape, and at times it can be a hassle with keeping the soreness out. So you gotta go through the boring routines of stretching and lifting, and you know, just getting the repetitions in of getting your leg in shape. And it's basically like spring training for any pitcher. And I would compare it to, you know, a golfer with where you're breaking down your technique day by day, week by week, and seeing what changes occurred and what you can better in your technique.
You know, the difference between a pitcher and a punter is there's no kick count. You got to stay in there no matter how many times you got to punt. You were busy the other night against the Giants, and you had 3 games in 10 days. Been kind of a different camp, hasn't it, this year?
Well, it's been different, but at the same time, you know, I feel the same, I guess, tired feeling, if you want to call it, after the game, after every game, just because I stay ready on the sidelines for every third down, you know. I mean, it's kind of like a emotional roller coaster for me. You know, oh, it's third and medium, third and long, so we got to get ready to punt the ball away. So mentally, you know, I'm ready to go, and you know, I'm taking my kicks into the net there. So that's kind of, you know, taking a toll. I guess you could count it as a pitch or a punt. But it's the same feeling regardless of whether I go out there on the field because I'm getting my reps on the sidelines.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, how, you know, some years, obviously, like we said, you had a lot of work the other night, but maybe some years maybe you don't get that much work. How, we talk about players, you know, one-on-one matchups, it's going to be good to hit somebody else. You know, for you, how important is it to get your number of kicks in preseason?
In preseason, I mean, it's good. It's a good practice to be thrown out there in the different situations that are put forth, and those will kind of lead into the season. You know, I felt like I definitely got a good amount of reps where I'm comfortable with, you know, the protection has done great, the coverage has done great, our snapper Danny Aiken has just snapped strikes all preseason, so we're very confident heading into the season.
All right, Zoltan, I got a question that's been bugging me since I found out you were going to be on the show today. And later in the show, we have a fantasy football segment. Fantasy football has been sweeping the nation for years and years now. It's become a craze. It's like March Madness where you cover basketball. How do we get punters in fantasy football? I mean, you guys are on the sidelines, and you can't become part of this. What can we do to get punters into this game?
I don't know. It's a little tough. I know I got a lot of friends texting me that they've drafted me, and I'm like, you can't draft punters. Not that I'm very involved with fantasy football. The last time I picked my fantasy football team, I was in high school, and I randomly picked up a running back by the name of Jamal Lewis for the Baltimore Ravens when he rushed for over 2,000 yards.
Genius.
And I ended up winning the league by sheer luck. So, but I haven't played since.
You know, and you never think of just dropping a pass, you know, even though Coach Belichick's telling you got to go out there and punt, maybe do something to get some fantasy value, get some points up on the board.
No, I can't. No, I got to worry about my job first.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, I was wondering, in camp with you, how much does Bill Belichick mess with you? I mean, is he just in your face all the time? I mean, you're sitting there with him, or is he? I know he's getting in some other guys. You have any good Belichick stories, how he got on you?
Repeat that question. Ryan Mallett's messing with me here.
Oh, he is. I was wondering about Bill Belichick. Does he ever mess with you?
No, I mean, he likes to challenge us, everyone. He knows how to put the pressure on. So once the bullets start flying, it's we're well seasoned.
You know, you talk about the different aspect of being a punter. You compared it to being a pitcher, and Lou knows from playing Major League Baseball, you know, not all managers relate with pitchers. It's a different art form. I was thinking of the comparison to a goalie on a hockey team. They have goalie coaches. Because how different is what you do from what everyone else around you is doing?
It is different. So, I mean, I've heard it from Steven Goskowski, our kicker, who was a pitcher at Memphis. And he said that pitchers are treated a little like specialists because, you know, you're only called on so many times. But at the same time, you can play a vital role in the game. It's definitely a position that requires a lot of kind of mental fortitude. It's more, you know, you got to be ready when you're called on. So even though your reps might be limited.
You know, today is cut down day, 9 p.m. tonight. I'd imagine that locker room. I don't know, Ryan Mallett seems to be in a good mood. He's messing with you. Tell him we got a serious interview going on here, by the way. But what is it?
I'm going to tell him later.
Yeah. Tell him we got a serious thing going on. What's it like in there today? I'd imagine probably not the easiest day for that team.
No, and it's part of the process, and we understand that it is a job we're doing, and it is a business. And you know what? It's not easy for anyone, including the coaches and general manager and whatnot. I mean, it's tough for everyone, but at the same time, you know, you got to get ready for the season. And this is the rules, and everyone's playing by the same rules.
You know, a week ago, we got to congratulate you. You were the recipient of the 2012 Ron Burton Community Service Award, and it seemed like it meant a lot to you and a lot of that work that you do in the community service.
Oh, I appreciate it. It was something that, you know, it was very humbling, like I said before. Vince Wilfork said it best that, you know, it's one of the best awards he's gotten and I've gotten, just because it's a description of who you are and not what you do as far as performance on the football field. I know, you know, the fans obviously care about performance on the football field, and there's that minority of fans that do care what you do in the community. And, you know, I do appreciate those guys a whole lot more, because it's, you know, they don't, sometimes the ball can bounce this way or that way, and you can't control everything in your performance. But there's one thing you can control is the positive difference you kind of inject back into the community.
Zoltan, before we let you go, interesting start to the season for your alma mater here. Michigan's got Alabama tomorrow night, and I'm sure you probably heard by now Floyd Mayweather has a $3 million bet on it. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, and I was joking around. He probably found the change in his couch cushion. So,
I mean, your boys are getting 14. You're probably taking them too, right?
What is the?
I think it's 14.
What's the spread?
14 points. 14. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, if it was up to the spread and up to the papers to decide, it's already been decided. But that's why we play the game.
All right, Zoltan. Listen, man, we appreciate you joining us. Pin those guys deep, and good luck when the season starts.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
All right, man. Take it easy.